Father, we thank you for this day of rest and day of worship.
We're
grateful that we are alive and we have another opportunity to listen to you talk to us. We pray that as we hear your word, the grace to obey you will follow all into our hearts in Jesus' name. Make this message profitable and hopeful for us. Let it lead us into a deeper walk with you and fellowship with you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12,
Heberu Rikejila,
verse 14,
Ese Ikenila.
The book of Hebrews is a very practical book.
Iwe Heberu Oje Iwe Ti Ohan Gbangba.
It comes right to the plane of believers, where the believers lay. And it lifts up the believers to the right position and the place they ought to be in the presence of the Lord. It's a book containing the warnings of God for those who are looking back from the onward journey to the city of heaven. It's a book of encouragement for those who are moving on, but with some difficulty or with some persecution.
O je iwe imulokan le fun awon ti orin lo lona na sugbon to tun sun ni tabi ti orin inu ni bi ni.
It's a book that is full of hope for those who are faithful to God and who are looking forward to the reward they are going to get from God.
O je iwe ireti fun awon to nsin Olorun ati awon to ngboju soke si Olorun.
It is a book that gives encouragement that others have gone through and therefore you can go through as well.
O je iwe imulokan le nigba ti wa ri awon eyan
So then, as a book of warning, as a book of hope, as a book of encouragement, as a book that is full of example, as a book that lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ as the high priest for today, it's a book that ought to win the attention of all believers everywhere. The message in the book is needed by every believer everywhere. But for this afternoon, we're just picking out a verse from this wonderful holy book. The book itself, by and large, is forgotten by preachers and by people. Because many people do not like being warned for the danger that is ahead. The book is neglected by theologians as well, because it is full of the types and the examples or symbols taken away from the Old Testament to show us what should be in the New Testament or the New Covenant. The average reader neglects this book because he cannot understand, because of the symbolism of the Old Testament in the book. But more so, the verse I'm going to read out of this verse has been neglected, has been rejected, has been opposed, has been questioned by very many preachers and by very many people.
In
chapter 12, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men. You know how difficult that is for the carnal man, for the natural man, for the church goer.
kìí ṣe nira tó fún ẹlẹ́ran ara fún ará ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì.
To be at peace with in-laws is not an easy thing for those who are not born again.
Láti wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú àna kìí ṣe ohun tó rọrùn fún ẹni tí kò tíì di àtúnbí.
To be at peace with your neighbors and those who are living in the same house as you are living is not an easy thing for those who don't have the grace of God.
Kò rọrùn fún àwọn tí kò ní oore ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run láti wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú àwọn tí wọ́n dìjọ ń gbélé.
It is not easy to be at peace with the people you meet every day who are offending you when you do not have the salvation of the Lord within your soul.
Nígbà tí o kò bá ní ìbàlà Ọlọ́run nínú ọkàn rẹ, kò lè rọrùn fún ọ láti máa wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú àwọn ènìyàn tí ẹjọ́ ń pàdé ara yín lójoojúmọ́.
But the word of God is talking to those who want to make heaven their home at last.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ń bá àwọn tí ó ń fẹ́ jẹ́ kí ọ̀run jẹ́ ibùgbé wọn nígbà tí ó bá yá.
For those who want to be members of the Church of Christ firstborn.
Àwọn tí ó jẹ́ àkọ́bí nínú ìjọ Kristi.
For those who want to be in the kingdom of God.
Fún àwọn tí ó ń fẹ́ wà nínú ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
For those who want to retain the assurance that their names are in the book of life.
Fún àwọn tí ó ń fẹ́ ní ìdánilójú yìí tí wọ́n sì ń fẹ́ kí ó wà níbẹ̀ yìí pé orúkọ wọn ń bẹ nínú ìwé ìyè.
For those who count a place in heaven more important than a place on earth.
Àwọn tí ó ka ipò kan ní ọ̀run sí ju ipò kan nínú ayé lọ.
This is the word of God to them. Follow peace with all men.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sí wọn nìyí, ẹ máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
How can we have peace with all men?
Báwo la ṣe lè ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo?
First, it is necessary to recognize that we ourselves have been seen as like other people.
Ní àkọ́kọ́ náà, àwa ní láti kọ́ mọ̀ wípé a ti jẹ́ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn ẹlòmíràn pẹ̀lú.
Those who don't know that they are sinners by birth, by nature, and by practice, they cause a lot of trouble for other people.
Àwọn ẹlòmíràn tí kò mọ̀ wípé nípa ẹ̀dá, nípa ìbí àti nípa ìṣe wọn, wọ́n jẹ́ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ nípa bẹ́ẹ̀, wọ́n máa ń fa wàhálà fún ẹlòmíràn.
Those who have never come to Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, they are never able to live at peace with themselves, with God, or with any other person.
Àwọn tí kò tí ì wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Kristi rí fún ìwẹ̀nùmọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wọn, wọn kì í lè wà ní àlàáfíà yálà pẹ̀lú ẹlòmíràn tàbí pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
But when you first come to God,
ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó bá ṣẹ̀ wá sọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run,
the first thing to do is to recognize you are a sinner.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́ láti ṣe ni kí o mọ̀ wípé ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ ni ọ́.
You confess all those sins to God.
Wàá jẹ́wọ́ gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wọn ni fún Ọlọ́run.
You believe that Jesus died for you on the cross of Calvary.
Wàá gbàgbọ́ pé Jésù Kristì kú fún ọ ní orí àgbélébù ní
Kálvárì. And you hand over all your sins unto the Lord.
Gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ ni wàá sì jọ̀wọ́ fún Ọlọ́run.
Once you are forgiven,
ìwọ ìgbà tí a bá ti darí
yọ, there will be the peace of God in your heart.
Àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run yóò wà nínú ọkàn rẹ.
And it will be your intention and your desire to be at peace with everybody on the face of the earth.
Yóò sì jẹ́ èròǹgbà àti ìfẹ́nú ọkàn rẹ láti wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú gbogbo ènìyàn tó ń bẹ lórí ilẹ̀ ayé.
This is why a saved person cannot hold malice or bear grudge.
Ìdí rẹ̀ ní tí ẹni tó ti di ẹni ìgbàlà kò lè ní ìkùnsínú tàbí kó máa ní àrán kan.
He cannot fight, he cannot quarrel.
Kò lè jà, kò sì lè máa runú.
He cannot have any bitterness against anybody on the face of the earth.
Kò lè ní ìkorò ọkàn sí ẹnikẹ́ni lójú ilẹ̀ ayé.
In the day and in the night, he wishes everybody well.
Lọ́sàn-án àti lóru ire ló ń fẹ́ fún gbogbo ènìyàn.
He cannot do harm against anybody.
Kò lè ṣe ẹnikẹ́ni níbi.
He cannot retaliate.
Kò lè gbẹ̀san.
He cannot revenge at people that have offended him.
Kò lè gbẹ̀san lára àwọn tó ti ṣẹ̀.
Because he wants to follow peace with all men.
Nítorí pé ó ń fẹ́ wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
When a believer, somebody who has been born again before.
Nígbà tí onígbàgbọ́ ẹni tó ti di àtúnbí tẹ́lẹ̀.
When he now cannot forgive.
Nígbà tí kò bá wá lè dáríji ni mọ́.
When he cannot live at peace with everybody now.
Nígbà tí kò lè wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú gbogbo ènìyàn nísinsìnyí.
When he's taking an account of every sin you do again, you commit against him.
Nígbà tó jẹ́ wípé ìyẹn ọdún mẹ́ta máa ń gbóná lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
When he's having bitterness in his heart on his soul towards people.
Nígbà tí ìkorò máa ń wà nínú ọkàn rẹ̀ sí àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
He cannot use the kitchen or the bathroom with the co-tenants together.
Kò lè bá àwọn tó ń jọ ń gbélé pọ̀ kí wọ́n máa lo ilé ìwẹ̀ kan náà.
He cannot live at peace with those who are near him.
Kò lè wà ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú àwọn tó súnmọ́.
It is an indication he has lost the peace of God from his own heart.
Ó dáni lójú wípé ó ti sọ àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run nù kúrò nínú ọkàn rẹ̀ nìyí.
He is no more a real child of God.
Kì í ṣe ọmọ Ọlọ́run mọ́ ní tòótọ́.
He may still be pretending as a counterfeit.
Ó ìlé máa díbọ́n bí kátáfìtì.
But when you don't have the peace of God in your heart, there is no salvation there anymore.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí o kò bá ní àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run nínú ọkàn rẹ mọ́, kò sí ìgbàlà níbẹ̀ mọ́.
Where there is hatred and bitterness, the devil is there.
Nígbà tí ìkorò àti ìkórira bá wà níbẹ̀, èṣù ló ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
Where there is revenge and retaliation, the devil is there.
Nígbà tí ìgbẹ̀san bá wà nínú ọkàn rẹ, èṣù ló ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
When you are holding on to something that somebody has done against you, you are not willing to forgive, the devil is there.
Nígbà tí o bá ní ẹnìkan sínú pé ohun tó ti ṣe ọ́ ni, tó ṣe sí ọ́ ni, o kò ní gbàgbé, èṣù ló ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
When friend is coming and you have to part the way, you have to, you know, go around a particular so you don't see so and so, the devil is there. Follow peace with all men if you are born again. That's impossible if you are not born again. That's impossible if you are backsliding. If you have lost your salvation, you have lost a relationship with God, it is impossible to follow peace with all men. Within the house of God, you will have your gang that you are moving with. You will have people you cannot talk to, you can never have anything to do with. In the choir, you will have people you can share hymn book with. You will have people who cannot touch your Bible, cannot touch your clothes, who cannot touch your book when you are not born again. Among the workers who are working in the church, among the workers who are helping in the religious things they're doing in the church, when you are not born again, there will be people you cannot share the same Bible, the same outline, the same hymn book way. There will be people you cannot sit on the same bench. There will be people you don't greet when you are not born again. You will not be able to follow peace with all men. When you are husband and wife, if you are not born again, you will not be able to follow peace with yourselves and with your relatives. Or when you are born again but you have lost your relationship with God, there will be no peace in the heart. There will be no peace in the family. There will be no peace in the church or in the local assembly. But when you are born again, when you are saved, when the fire of God is burning in your soul, when the love of God is saturating your heart, it will be possible. You will enjoy, you will desire it. It will be your drinking, it will be your meat every day to follow peace with all men. There will be sunshine in your soul when you are born again. There will be a smile of the radiance of God upon your face when you are born again. Every day for you is a Christmas day. It's a joyful day when you are born again. When you are praying, you are peaceful and you are joyful before the Lord. But you know when salvation is not there. No joy. No love. No fellowship. If you touch him, it will be like you are cutting his finger away. He will shout, he will growl, he will be sour, he will be bitter. He doesn't have the mind of Christ. Doesn't have the salvation that comes from the cross of Calvary. So then the most important thing for you when you come before the Lord is to receive the salvation of God into your soul. After the salvation, everybody is your friend except the devil. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Do you know that all over the Bible, holiness is commanded of those who are worshipping the Lord? And this is what some religious people do not want to hear. You know, it is possible to just go to the church on Sunday and just have religious activities without having any relationship with God whatever.
And
religious people will be happy as long as the choir is blowing trumpet and as they are singing.
inu awon elese a ma dun niwon igba ti awon akorin ba nkorin ti awon lohun orin aluduru ati awon to lohun orin ba se nfun
ku. Religious people be happy and it will look like already they are in heaven when the drummers are drumming and they will say everybody stand up and begin to dance to the glory of God.
Inu awon elese a dun nigba ti awon onilu ba bere si nlulu ti won si wi pe eyin omo Olorun e dide ki e bere si ma jo fun Oluwa.
Religious people be happy when you say now we are going to have a thank offering to the Lord and therefore Mr. So and so has just got a child and is dedicating the child and he has put a 100 naira in the envelope. Let him come forward now. Let everybody see him. Look at him. That's the man of God. 100 naira. He has, in this austerity period, he has brought it to the offering of the Lord. Everybody clap for him and come and see that religious person. You'll think he's an angel. He'll be smiling. He'll be happy.
Nigba to ba je elesin ni nigba to ba wa si church boya o gbe omo wa si church ni wa wi pe lagbaja o ti gbe omo re wa si church ni sisin yo o si ti fi 100 naira sinu ako iwe nitori na eyin ni e dide ki e ba yo ewo na wa dide duro laarin won a wa dabi angeli a ma yo a ma fosoke won a ma so pe a ewo eni Olorun eyan daada elesin.
Religious people be happy when we announce now Mr. So and So at Oronsoki is going to have the dedication of his house today. Therefore, those who have used some salt, you can eat and you can drink. Follow him after the service. Madam so and so is going to have a child dedication at Ajegunle. Therefore, there are vehicles there. If you don't have money for transport, they will be drinking and dancing there. Mr. So and so has just passed off for university, has taken her exam, and is at K2. And now, if you want to rejoice, follow her. If you didn't eat in the morning, don't worry, you'll be satisfied. And come and see people, religious people, they'll be happy. That time there'll be peace. No quarreling when there is rice.
Wa wo awon elesin nigba ti won ba so fun won wi pe lagbaja ni oworun soki o sese ko ile kan tan ni nitori na o wa fe si a o wa ba lo sibe ti iwo to ba ti ikun re o ba kun tele ko lo loogun ti wa fi gbogbe guru ki o ba kinu re ba lekun iya afin lagbaja na o sese bi omo ni nisisi o fe pe ka lo ba n ko mo jade bi ti adiye nitori na a o ba lo le lati lo ba ko mo jade bi o ko ba ni moto ti wa ba lo tabi bi o ko ba lowo oko oko wa ni ita ti a ma gbe lo tabi omidan lagbaja o sese jade lati ile eko university ni nitori na a fe lo ba se ajoyo wi pe o sese jade ile eko university o wa ni K2 bi o ba ti jan wa laaro I was sama bikita rice nbe nile repete fun o ti wa je inu awon elesin a ma dun nigba na koni si pe kilode to temi male.
But when you talk about holiness, religious people, they begin to frown. So that's all you can find in the whole Bible.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ó bá sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ẹ̀wà mímọ́ àwọn ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ á kanjú kórókóró wọn ṣé nǹkan tó wá rí inú bíbélì náà ni.
But praise God because there are believers here.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọpẹ́ ni fún Ọlọ́run nítorí pé àwọn onígbàgbọ́ ń bẹ̀.
And when you are a believer, you are happy when the standard of the word of God is revealed unto you.
Nígbà tí ó bá sì jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́ inú rẹ̀ á dùn nígbà tí a bá fi òṣùwọ̀n ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run hàn ọ́.
And the Bible says here, follow holiness. Without that holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
Bíbélì sì sọ pàṣẹ nìyí pé kí o tẹ̀lé ìwà mímọ́ àti láìsí ìwà mímọ́ kò sẹ́ni tó lè rí Olúwa.
Look at the book of Exodus.
Wewe Exodus.
In chapter 19.
Nínú orí kọkàndínlógún.
Verse 22.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlélógún.
Exodus chapter 19.
Exodus, orí kọkàndínlógún.
Verse 22.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlélógún.
And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them.
Sì jẹ́ kí àwọn àlùfáà pẹ̀lú tí ó súnmọ́ Olúwa kí ó ya ara wọn sí mímọ́ kí wọn kí ó má ba kọlù wọn.
Sanctification is another word for holiness.
Ìsọdí mímọ́ ni a tún ń lò fún ìwà mímọ́.
And when you are told that the priests must sanctify themselves, let them separate themselves from all things that are defiling and polluting, let them be holy unto the Lord.
Nígbà tí a wí pé kí àlùfáà kí ó yára rẹ̀ sí mímọ́, èyí ni pé kí ó yára rẹ̀ sọ́tọ̀ kúrò nínú ohun tí ó bá lè bàjẹ́ níwájú Olúwa.
In Leviticus chapter 11.
Nínú ìwé Levítíkù orí kọkànlá.
Verse 44.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlélógójì.
For I am the Lord your God, ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, ye shall be holy.
Nítorí pé èmi ni Olúwa Ọlọ́run yín, nítorí náà ni kí ẹ̀yin kí ó ya ara yín sí mímọ́, kí ẹ̀yin kí ó sì jẹ́ mímọ́.
Ye shall be holy because I the Lord your God I am holy.
Kí ẹ̀yin kí ó sì jẹ́ mímọ́ nítorí pé mímọ́ li èmi.
Leviticus chapter 20 verse 7.
Levítíkù orí 20:7.
Sanctify yourselves therefore and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God.
Nítorí náà ẹ̀yin yára yín sí mímọ́, kí ẹ̀yin kí ó sì jẹ́ mímọ́, nítorí pé èmi ni Olúwa Ọlọ́run yín.
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Deuteronomy orí keje.
We're reading there in verse 6.
À ń ka ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà níbẹ̀.
How the Lord wants his own people to be holy.
Bí Olúwa ti ń fẹ́ kí àwọn ènìyàn tirẹ̀ jẹ́ mímọ́.
And he proclaims and declares them to be a holy people.
Ó sì pé wọ́n ní àwọn ènìyàn mímọ́.
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6.
Deuteronomy orí keje ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God.
Nítorí pé ènìyàn mímọ́ ni ìwọ fún Olúwa Ọlọ́run rẹ.
The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself.
Olúwa Ọlọ́run rẹ ti yàn ọ́ láti jẹ́ ènìyàn ọ̀tọ̀ fún ara rẹ̀, ju gbogbo ènìyàn lọ tí ń bẹ lórí ilẹ̀.
Above all the people that are upon the face of the earth.
Ju gbogbo ènìyàn lọ tí ń bẹ lórí ilẹ̀.
He does not want us to behave like the people outside.
Kò fẹ́ kí a hùwà bí àwọn tí ń bẹ lóde.
He does not want us to be like the men or the women on the street.
Kò fẹ́ kí a hùwà bí àwọn ọkùnrin àti obìnrin tó ń bẹ níta.
He has chosen us to be special.
Ó ti yàn wá sí ọ̀tọ̀.
What is special about us is the holiness that he wants us to live in.
Kínú ohun àrà ọ̀tọ̀ tó ń bẹ nínú wa òun náà ni ìgbé ayé ìwà mímọ́ tó ń fẹ́ ká gbé.
Do you know we're told even in the New Testament the same thing?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ mọ̀ wípé a sọ nǹkan kan náà fún wa nínú Májẹ̀mú titun?
In Luke chapter 1 for example.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ nínú ìwé Luke orí kìíní.
Luke chapter 1.
Luke orí kìíní.
Verse 75.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínní ọgọ́rin.
In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
Ní mímọ́ ìwà àti ilé òdodo níwájú rẹ̀ lé ọjọ́ ayé wa gbogbo.
That is the way he wants us to worship him.
Bí ó ṣe ń fẹ́ kí a sin òun nìyí.
He does not want us to worship him in sin.
Kò fẹ́ kí a sin òun nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
He does not want him to want us to worship him in corruption.
Kò fẹ́ kí a sin òun nínú ìdíbàjẹ́.
He wants us to worship and fellowship with him in holiness and in righteousness.
Ó fẹ́ kí a sin òun kí a sì bá òun rìn nínú ìwà mímọ́ àti òdodo.
Even though the times may be changing.
Bí ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ìgbàlè máa yí padà.
He wants us to be holy all the days of our lives.
Ó ń fẹ́ kí a jẹ́ mímọ́ ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé wa.
And in Romans chapter 12.
Nínú ìwé Rome orí kejìlá.
Romans chapter 12.
Rome orí kejìlá.
Verse 1.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní.
I beseech you therefore brethren.
Nítorí náà mo fi ìyọ́nú Ọlọ́run bẹ̀ yín ara.
By the mercies of God.
Kí ẹ̀yin kí ó fi mo fi ìyọ́nú Ọlọ́run bẹ̀ yín.
That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice holy.
Kí ẹ̀yin kí ó fi ara yín fún Ọlọ́run lé ẹbọ ààyè.
Holy.
Mímọ́.
Acceptable unto God.
Ìtẹ́wọ́gbà èyí ni
which is your reasonable service.
Èyí ni iṣẹ́ ìsìn yín tí ó tọ̀nà.
If you are not holy.
Bí o kò bá jẹ́ mímọ́.
Your service before God is not acceptable.
Iṣẹ́ ìsìn rẹ kò tiẹ̀ tẹ́wọ́gbà níwájú Ọlọ́run.
If your heart is not holy.
Bí ọkàn rẹ kò bá jẹ́ mímọ́.
If your life is not holy.
Bí ìgbésí ayé rẹ kò bá jẹ́ mímọ́.
If your conduct is not holy.
Bí ìṣe rẹ kò bá jẹ́ mímọ́.
If your conversation, the language of your mouth is not holy.
Bí ìsọ̀rọ̀ rẹ, èdè ẹnu rẹ kò bá jẹ́ mímọ́.
You will not make the God of heaven happy with the way you live.
Inú Ọlọ́run o kò ní jẹ́ kí inú Ọlọ́run ọ̀run kó dùn sí ìgbé ayé rẹ.
But he wants us to live a holy life.
Mo fẹ́ kí a gbé ìgbé ayé ìwà mímọ́.
In the book of Peter, in the epistle of Peter.
Nínú ìwé epistle ti Pétérù.
First Peter chapter 1.
Orí Pétérù kíní orí kíní.
Verse 15 and verse 16.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹẹ̀dógún àti ìkẹrìndínlógún.
But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy.
Ṣùgbọ́n gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tí ó pè yín ti jẹ́ mímọ́, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kí ẹ̀yin náà sì jẹ́ mímọ́ nínú
ìwà yín gbogbo. As he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tí ó pè yín ti jẹ́ mímọ́, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kí ẹ̀yin náà sì jẹ́ mímọ́.
How are we to be holy?
Báwo ni a ṣe ní láti jẹ́ mímọ́?
The Bible makes it clear here in all manner of conversation.
Bíbélì jẹ́ kó yé wa níyìn pé nínú ìwà yín gbogbo.
In every area of your life.
Ní gbogbo ìgbésí ayé rẹ.
Because it is written, be ye holy for I am holy.
Nítorí a ti kọ pé ẹ jẹ́ mímọ́ nítorí tí èmi jẹ́ mímọ́.
And so right from the Old Testament to the New Testament you can see the commandment of God, the expectation of God for his own children. It is holiness. Without it no man shall see the Lord.
Nítorí náà orí láti inú Májẹ̀mú láíláí wá sí Májẹ̀mú titun wípé ohun tí Ọlọ́run ń retí àti àṣẹ Ọlọ́run fún àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ òun náà ni ẹ jẹ́ mímọ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí èmi ti jẹ́ mímọ́.
But you know when we talk about holiness it is not clear to very many people.
Emo pe nigba ti a ba soro nipa iwa mimo ki se ohun ti o ye opolopo.
And people tell us that it is very relative.
Awon eyan si so fun a wi pe ako onira
that something that you count as part of holiness may not be part of holiness for another group of people.
Ewu pe nkan to ka si iwa mimo fun awon elomiran o le ma je iwa mimo fun awon elomiran.
That what you count as part of holiness in Nigeria may not be part of holiness in Ghana.
Nkan ti o ka si ara iwa mimo fun awon to wa ni Nigeria o le ma je ara iwa mimo fun awon to wa ni Ghana.
But holiness is an attribute of the nature of God himself.
Sugbon iwa mimo o je ara iwa Olorun fun ra re.
It was what was seen in the character of the Lord Jesus Christ when he lived here on earth.
O je ohun ti a ri ninu iwa Jesu Kristi nigba to wa ninu aye ni.
The angels also were told that they are holy.
Aso fun wi pe awon angeli pelu je mimo.
And heaven is a holy place.
Orun si je ibi mimo pelu.
So when we understand how holy God is.
Nigba ti a ba mo bi Olorun ti je mimo to.
How Jesus manifested that example of holiness.
Ni Jesu Kristi ti fi apere iwa mimo yin han.
Then we will be able to know what holiness really is like.
Nigba na a o mo ohun ti iwa mi bi iwa mimo se ri gan.
In Psalm 145.
Ninu orin Dafidi orin ka orin 15 ogojo.
Psalm 145.
Orin Dafidi orin 15:70.
Verse 17.
Ese iketadinlogun.
We're told about our God there.
Aso fun wa nipa Olorun wa nibe.
The God we're serving.
Olorun ti a nsin.
We're told that the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Verse 17.
Ese iketadinlogun. Olododo ni Oluwa le ona re gbogbo ati alaanu ni ise re gbogbo.
If we're children of God, we must pattern our lives after that of God.
Bi aba je omo Olorun, a gbodo je ki igbesi aye wa ko dabi ti Olorun.
And we're told that God is righteous. God is right, is upright in all his ways.
A le so fun wi pe olododo ni Olorun, Olorun ma nto ninu gbogbo ona re.
And that his holiness gets into all his works.
Ati pe gbogbo iwa mimo re ni o nba ise re mu.
Everything God does.
Ohun gbogbo ti Olorun ba
se. Everything God says.
Ohun gbogbo ti Olorun ba
so. Every relationship God has.
Gbogbo ibasepo ti Olorun ba ni.
Every intention of God.
Gbogbo erongba Olorun.
Every plan of God.
Gbogbo eto Olorun.
Every activity of God.
Gbogbo ise Olorun.
Everything is holy.
Gbogbo re mimo ni.
And that is every time.
Nigba gbogbo si ni.
From the beginning to the end.
Lati ibere titi de opin.
That is when you look at God from the time you have known God until eternity, everything is holiness for the Lord.
Eyin ni pe lati igba ti o ti mo Olorun titi de aye raye gbogbo re iwa mimo ni fun Olorun.
So that shows us the pattern that of holiness that we ought to follow.
Eleyi fi han wa iru iwa mimo to ye fun wa lati tele.
The holiness that the Bible talks about for the believer affects every area of his life.
Iwa mimo ti Bible so fun onigbagbo nipa re o kan gbogbo ipa ti o wa ninu igbesi aye onigbagbo.
Holiness the Bible talks about affects your business practice.
Iwa mimo ti Bible so fun onigbagbo o kan ise owo re.
It is not being holy in the church and then in business practices giving bribes and not remaining holy to the Lord.
Ise pe ki o je mimo laarin church sugbon ni owo re ati ise re sise ki o ma je mimo fun Oluwa.
It is not being holy when you are working and then being unholy when you are playing. Some people when they are playing they can joke and tell dirty stories, and if you ask them, but you say you are a Christian, are we not playing?
Awon miran nigba ti won ba nsise won le je mimo sugbon nisin nigba ton ba nsere ton ba si wa nso awon oro kan ni a se bi Christian lo pe ara se bi re la nse.
Some people between the brothers and sisters there is holiness.
Awon miran laarin arakunrin ati arabinrin iwa mimo wa.
But when there are two sisters living together they begin to practice some things that is not quite upright or righteous. And when you talk to them, they say, but we are between ourselves. It's between a lady and a lady.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí àwọn arábìnrin méjì tó bá jẹ́ pé wọ́n jọ ń gbé ni, wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí máa ṣe nǹkan tí kò tọ́ fún wọn láti máa ṣe tó bá sì wá sọ pé eléyìí kò tọ́ náà ni a ṣe bí arábìnrin àti arábìnrin jọ ni wá tà.
Others, because they are married, they can be holy when they are outside. They can behave in a proper way according to the word of God when they are outside. But when they are within themselves, they will be gossiping and backbiting. And the wife may first say, well, it's what we're saying, right? We're husband and wife. I can't we talk anything together?
awon miran boya nitori pe nitori pe won ti gbeyawo nuba ton ba wa nita won le wa ni iwa mimo le je mimo sugbon nigba to ba ku awon meji nikan sinu ile oko ati yawo won le bere si ma sofu kon ma soro elomiran leyin iyawo le wa wi pe ah se nkan ta nso e wa dara ah ah se bi awa meji pe la wa ni iyo oko ataya a le so nkan to ba wu wa.
As for the Lord in the relationship of a father with Jesus Christ, it is holiness.
Ko Oluwa laarin Olorun ati Jesu Kristi ibasepo won iwa mimo ni.
Between Jesus and the Holy Ghost, it is holiness.
Laarin Jesu Kristi ati emi mimo iwa mimo ni.
In heaven, between God and the angels, everything in their relationship is holiness.
Ni orun laarin Olorun ati awon angeli ibasepo to wa laarin won iwa mimo ni.
When Jesus came into the world here, between Jesus and the people in the world, it is holiness.
Nigba ti Jesu Kristi wa sinu aye nihin laarin Jesu Kristi ati awon eyan to nbe ninu aye iwa mimo ni.
When Jesus was with his own disciples privately, it was all in holiness.
Nigba ti Jesu Kristi wa pelu awon eyan re ni ikoko pelu iwa mimo ni.
And when Jesus was outside in a Pharisee's house, everything he did, he measured it with the holiness of God.
Nigba ti Jesu Kristi wa nita ni ile Pharisee on gbogbo ti o nse o fi ndiwon iwa mimo o.
When Jesus was in the wilderness fasting, even though there was nobody there, he was alone, isolated there. Everything he did, it was in holiness.
Nigba ti Jesu Kristi to da wa ni aginju to je pe onikan lo wa nibe ko si elomiran pelu re on gbogbo to nse nibe o je pelu iwa mimo.
So if you are following the example of Jesus,
nitori na bi o ba ntele apere Jesu,
when you are alone like about yourself alone,
nigba to ba je pe iwo nikan lo da wa,
as a young man alone, everything you do with your body, it will be holiness to the Lord.
Ebi odomokunrin on gbogbo ti o nse pelu ara re o je iwa mimo si Olorun.
If there be nothing you are doing that will be dirty, will be defiling.
Ko si ohun ko ti wa ma se ti o doti ti o si ba o je.
As a lady, when you are alone, if you are a real believer, if you know that without holiness no man shall see the Lord, when you are alone by yourself, everything you do with yourself, with your body, will be holiness to the Lord.
To ba je odomobirin on gbogbo ti o si nse pelu ara re to ba je pe iwo nikan lo da wa on gbogbo ti o nse ti o si nfi ara re.
If you are married but for a time, maybe you are separated from your husband or your wife.
Bi o ba ti gbeyawo sugbon to je pe e ti iwo pelu oko re ti pin gari.
Not that you have divorced, but maybe business or whatever it is takes you out of the city.
Ki se pe boya e ko ara yin sile sugbon boya owo tabi ise kan lo gbe yin kuro lodo ara yin.
Or maybe the husband is the one that is sent overseas for 3 months course.
Tabi oko la ran lo soke okun lati lo ko ise kan nibe fun osu meta.
And the wife is in Nigeria. When you are alone by yourself, everything you do with your body, with your life, will be holiness to the Lord.
Nigba to ba je pe iwo nikan lo da wa ohun gbogbo ti wa ma se pelu ara re ti wa si ma se ninu re o yo je wa mimo si Olorun.
And when Jesus came back from the wilderness and he was with the multitude,
nigba ti Jesu Kristi ti ja to si wa lati inu aginju to wa laarin awon eniyan,
every action he put forth, every language of his mouth was holiness to the Lord.
Gbogbo ise re ati ede enu re si awon eniyan o je iwa mimo.
That's the example of God the Father. That is the example of God the Son. That is the example of God the Holy Ghost. And if we have any relationship with God, if
we
are children of God, follow peace with all men. But that is not the end of age. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So when you are at play, holiness to the Lord. When you are talking with a friend, holiness unto the Lord. When you are in the choir just practicing during the week, holiness unto the Lord. When you are in the public with other people who are not believers, maybe you are in the same vehicle or you are in the same office, holiness unto the Lord. When you are with your in-laws in the village and you are not in Lagos at that time, nobody is watching you, if you are a real child of God, it is holiness unto the Lord.
In
Colossians chapter 3, the Bible is very clear as to the standard of living, the standard of life for the child of God. We are not to be people who are hypocrites, living right when people are around, but not living right when people are not around. You know that if we're doing knowing that we're called men pleasers.
Ǹjẹ́ mọ̀ pé bí a bá ń ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀, à ń pè wá ní ẹni tó ń tẹ̀yàn lọ́rùn.
Doing eye service.
Tí ó ń ṣe iṣẹ́ ojú lásán.
And we're not worshiping God but worshiping men.
Kì í ṣe Ọlọ́run lẹ́yìn, à ń sìn ní àkókò náà bí kò ṣe ènìyàn.
Colossians chapter 3 verse 22.
Kolosi orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kejìlélógún.
Servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh.
Ẹ̀yin ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ ẹ gbọ́ ti àwọn olúwa yín nípa ti ara lé ohun gbogbo.
Not with eye service as men pleasers.
Kì í ṣe ní àrójúṣe bí àwọn aláṣewu ènìyàn.
And now if we're to do that in ordinary work, in ordinary service in the world.
Bí a bá ní láti ṣe eléyìí nínú iṣẹ́ ti ayé tí a ṣe.
How much more in the service of the Lord.
Mélòó mélòó nínú iṣẹ́ Olúwa.
We must not be men pleasers who just practice eye service.
A kò gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ aláṣewu ènìyàn tí wọ́n máa ń ṣe iṣẹ́ àfojúṣe.
But in singleness of heart, fearing God.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní òtítọ́ inú ní ìbẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run.
So the Lord wants us to be holy unto him every time.
Olúwa ń fẹ́ ká jẹ́ mímọ́ fún òun ní gbogbo ìgbà.
And you know Jesus Christ prayed on this very thing.
Ẹ sì mọ̀ pé Jésù Kristì gbàdúrà nítorí ọ̀ràn yìí.
He wanted the believers to be holy and therefore he prayed for them in John chapter 17.
Mo fẹ́ kí àwọn onígbàgbọ́ jẹ́ mímọ́ nítorí náà ó gbàdúrà fún wọn nínú Jọ́hánù orí kẹtàdínlógún.
And after you are saved.
Lẹ́yìn tó bá ti dé ẹni ìgbàlà.
The consuming desire of your heart is how can I be sanctified?
Ohun tí ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ìfẹ́ gbígbóná inú ọkàn rẹ ni pé báwo ni ó ṣe ní ìsọ̀dí mímọ́.
How will the blood of Jesus purify my heart completely?
Báwo ni ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù Kristì yóò ṣe sọ ọkàn mi di funfun pátápátá?
And this sanctification we're talking about is a very real and definite experience.
Ìsọ̀dí mímọ́ tí a sì ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀ ó jẹ́ nǹkan tó ṣe sàn tí ó sì dáni lójú.
When I look at many people who call themselves believers, I almost feel like weeping for them.
Nígbà tí mo bá rí àwọn ẹlòmíràn tí wọ́n pe ara wọn ní onígbàgbọ́, màá fẹ́rẹ̀ lè máa sọkún fún wọn.
Years ago when I was much younger, I'd be weeping literally, publicly.
Ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn nígbà tí mo sì jẹ́ ọ̀dọ́ Kristẹni, màá máa sọkún fún wọn ní gbangba.
Today when I see people who say their sisters they can hold grudge for one day, if you have the spirit of God it's impossible.
Lónìí nígbà tí mo bá rí àwọn arábìnrin tó ń pe onígbàgbọ́ ni wọ́n, ṣùgbọ́n tí wọ́n lè ní àràn kan nínú wọn fún odindi ọjọ́ kan, àti ó bá jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́ kò ṣeé ṣe.
It is when maybe something happens that you now call the person and then two of them are talking and you say, well, I didn't want to talk before. Last year this is what you did. You think I've forgotten. A believer is backsliding.
Nígbà tí nǹkan kan bá wá ṣẹlẹ̀ tí ó bá pe àwọn méjì papọ̀ pé wọ́n sì wá sọ nǹkan tó ṣẹlẹ̀ ìgbà náà ni yóò wá gbé ọ̀ràn náà síta pé lọ́dún tó kọjá mo rántí ihò tí ẹ̀ fẹ́ sọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n lọ́dún tó kọjá mo rántí nǹkan tó ṣẹlẹ̀ nǹkan báyìí ló ṣe. Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ò ti padà sẹ́yìn.
When pride comes into the heart, backsliding has taken place.
Nígbà tí ìgbéraga bá wọ inú ọkàn, ìpadà sẹ́yìn ti.
When anger comes into the heart, backsliding has taken place.
Nígbà tí ìbínú bá wọ inú ọkàn, ìpadà sẹ́yìn ti débẹ̀.
When the love of money comes into the heart, backsliding has taken place already.
Nígbà tí ìfẹ́ owó tó bá wọ inú ọkàn, ìpadà sẹ́yìn ti débẹ̀ náà.
When we do something and we say, well, don't let bro hear, you are backsliding already.
Nígbà tí a bá ṣe nǹkan tó bá ní, má jẹ́ kí bro gbọ́. O ti padà sẹ́yìn náà.
If we're going to heaven.
Bí a bá ń lọ sọ́run.
If we want to worship God.
Bí a bá ń fẹ́ sin Ọlọ́run.
If when Jesus comes we want to have an unhindered passage into heaven.
Bí ó bá jẹ́ pé nígbà tí Jésù Kristì bá dé, a kò fẹ́ ní ìdíwọ́ kankan láti lọ sí ọ̀run.
We must be holy in private and in public.
Ní gbangba àti ní ìkọ̀kọ̀ a gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ mímọ́.
And the holiness must affect every area of your life.
Ìwà mímọ́ náà ó gbọ́dọ̀ kan gbogbo ipa tí ó wà nínú ìgbésí ayé wa.
And everything you do will be done as holiness unto the Lord.
Ohun gbogbo tí o bá sì ṣe wàá ṣe ní ìwà mímọ́ sí Olúwa.
Whatever the Lord will not be happy with, you will not want to do it as a believer.
Ohunkóhun tí inú Ọlọ́run kò bá sì ní dùn sí o kò ní ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí onígbàgbọ́.
And Jesus prayed that we must be sanctified.
Jésù sì gbàdúrà wípé a gbọ́dọ̀ ní sọ di mímọ́.
And it's a definite experience.
Ó sì jẹ́ ìrírí tí ó hàn kedere.
If you've got it before, you will know.
Bí o bá ti ní tẹ́lẹ̀ wàá mọ̀.
If you have not got it before and you are saved, you must seek for that definite experience.
Bí o kò bá sì ní tẹ́lẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n tí o ti di ẹni ìbàlà, o gbọ́dọ̀ wá ìrírí yìí kí o sì ní.
If you have got it before but you have lost it.
Bí o bá ti ní tẹ́lẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n tí o sọnù.
How will you know you have lost it?
Báwo ni wàá ṣe mọ̀ wípé o sọnù?
Today you will find it difficult to forgive your neighbor.
Lónìí a ní ọlọ́run láti dáríji ẹni tí ó ṣe ọ́.
If somebody rebuked you openly, you will feel offended.
Bí ẹnìkan bá bá ọ wí ní gbangba, inú rẹ ò ní dùn.
If somebody says, sister, why not pick up that sin? You will frown internally if you don't do it outside.
Bí ẹnìkan bá wípé arábìnrin mú kíní ní ìta gbangba, wàá kojú kórókóró.
If you are a man or a young man, you have not got married, there are there be something within you lost towards women.
Bi o ba je odomokunrin ti o ko si ti niyawo nkan ka wa ninu re ti o ma se fe ku fe si awon obirin.
As a woman also you might be having that towards the men.
Wo gege bi odomobirin pelu o le ma ni iru eleyi si awon okunrin.
There are some things you are holding secretly in the heart which you don't want to see the light of the day.
Awon kan kan wa ti a wa ninu koro okan re ti o ko ni fe ki imole ko tan si.
And you'll be living a hypocritical life.
Wa be si ma gbe igbe aye agabagebe.
And you may hide it under smiling, you may hide it under a good dressing, but the point is internally there will be that dirt, corruption in the heart.
O le ma fe rin bo mole ki o si ma fa aso to dara bo mole sugbon ohun to daju ribe ni pe ibaje to buru jayo nbe ni be ni isale okan.
But you know, without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Ben je mo pe lai si iwa mimo ko se ni ti ori Oluwa.
And this was a concern of Jesus Christ for all his disciples.
Eleyi lo si kan Jesu Christ gbangban fun awon me hin re.
Look at verse 9.
Wo ese ikesan.
I pray for them. John 17 verse 9.
Johanu ori keta dini ogun ese ikesan.
I pray for them.
Emi ngbadura fun
won. I pray not for the world.
Emi ko gbadura fun araye.
But for them which thou hast given me for their dying.
Sugbon fun awon ti iwo ti fi fun mi nitori pe tire ni won se.
Then he says in verse 14.
O wa so ninu ese ikerinla.
I have given them thy word.
Emi ti fi oro re fun won.
And the world has hated them.
Aye si ti korira won.
Because they are not of the world.
Nitori ti won ki se ti aye.
Even as I am not of the world.
Gege bi emi ki ti se ti aye.
A believer does not belong to the world.
O nigbagbo ki se ti aye.
And you know that I'm seeing that in the ministry already.
Nje mo pe mo ri eleyi ninu ise iranse yi na.
After the fellowship.
Lehin idapo.
All the brethren from Bender say they want to meet together not as believers but as Benderites.
Ya won ara lati ipinle Bender won fe pade ki se gege bi ara jumo gege bi awon to wa lati ipinle Bender.
All the Igbos they want to meet together, have a special meeting only for the Igbos. The Yorubas cannot come in.
Gbogbo awon to wa lati ile Igbo awon na fe se pade ti won awon to wa lati ipinle Yoruba ko le wa.
Because they know that while this deeper life is just the Yoruba people, let us think about our people.
Nitori pe ise iranse deeper life fun awon ile Yoruba nikan lo wa fun je ka wa na ronu nipa awon eniyan ti wa.
It is the world coming in, that is the worldly system.
Aye lo nwole asa ati aye lo ti nwole.
It is politics already coming in.
Iwa oselu lo ti nwole yi.
But Jesus said, I am not of the world.
Ma Jesu wi pe emi ki se ti aye.
And my people are not of the world.
Awon eniyan mi pelu ki se ti aye.
A believer does not belong to this worldly society.
Onigbagbo ki se egbe awon eniyan inu aye.
The union of tailors.
Awon egbe aranso.
The union of market women.
Awon egbe obirin oja.
The union of Yoruba people Ekiti Parapo.
Awon egbe Ekiti Parapo.
The believers do not have anything to do with all this sectarianism and sectarianism.
Awon onigbagbo ko ni kankan se pelu eleyameye ati awon elegbejegbe wonyi.
And Jesus said, I've given them thy word.
Jesus si wi pe mo ti fi oro mi fun
won. And it is the same word we're giving every time we meet here, Monday, Thursday or Sunday.
Oro yi kan na la si fi fun yin ni gbogbo igba ti a ba n pade ni ojo aje ojo bo ati ojo ise ati ojo aiku.
I thank God because we have this testimony that if there is any Christian group that is hated in Nigeria, it is Deeper Christian Life Ministry.
Mo si dupe lowo Olorun fun eyi. Bi a ba ri onigbagbo awon onigbagbo kankan apejopo onigbagbo kankan ti a korira ni Nigeria, o je Deeper Christian Life Ministry.
Other churches are not persecuted as we are persecuted.
A o se ninu bi ni si awon ijo miran bi a ti n se ninu bi ni si
wa. Why?
Eredi re.
Anywhere you are giving the word of God, the world will hate such people.
Nitori pe nibi kibi ti a ba ti n fun oni oro Olorun aye a korira awon eniyan be.
When you accept the word of God.
Nigba ti o ba gba oro Olorun.
If you were drunkard before, you cannot drink as the people are drinking.
Bi o ba je omuti tele o ko ni le muti bi awon eniyan ti mu
mo. You cannot smoke anymore.
O ni le mu siga mo.
If somebody is dead, you bury the person, that is all. You will not come after 1 year and say you want to drink and dance again.
Bi enikan ba ti ku ti esi ti gbe esi o ti tan na ni e o ni pada wa leyin odun kankan wi pe e fe yi ha oku
pada. Worldly dressing, everything is off.
Iwo so ni ona to ba ye mu o ti koja.
Bribery and corruption finished. Stop.
Abetele ati idibaje o ti dawo duro.
Many many women belonging to a man, you cannot do that anymore.
Opolopo obirin ti ohun ti o je ti okunrin kan o ni le se yi ni mo.
Goldsmith that has been taking your money, no way anymore.
Awon goldsmith to ti n gba owo re tele o ni le lo sodo won mo.
The tailors that were sewing their trousers for women, you don't go to them anymore.
Awon aranso to ran sogoto fun awon obirin o ni le lo ba won mo.
They will hate you.
Won a korira re.
When you accept the word of God at face value.
Nigba to ba gba oro Olorun bo se ri gan.
I have given them thy word, the world has hated them.
Emi ti fi oro re fun won, aye si ti korira won.
Why have they hated them?
Kilode to fi korira won?
Because they are not of the world.
Nitori pe won ki se ti aye.
Because they are not of the world.
Nitori ti won ki se ti aye.
In their language.
Ni ede won.
In their joking.
Ninu iba sere won.
I was there yesterday. yesterday when all the children of God were working. And I thank God from morning till evening there was a no-wordly joke. You know, people saying some things against some people and joking like the world. And after the work, we didn't say, now we are tired, maybe we should take a stout. It's not that we're drinking beer, it is just tonic. When you are tired like that, you need to refresh your blood with stout. The Bible says that if we are believers, we are not of the world. And in verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. You know, sometimes when you are persecuted, if you're a new believer, you'll be saying, oh God, maybe I even want to die and go to heaven. Well, that prayer is against the will of God. Jesus said, I'm not praying that God will take you out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Jesus repeated it in verse 16, they are not of the world even as I'm not of the world. And that's why all our preachers in this ministry were careful not to allow the world to come into our midst. Then verse 17, sanctify them. This was Jesus praying. Sanctify them. Make them holy. Purify them. Wash them totally clean. Sanctify them through that truth, that word is true. Yes, we say, but those are the disciples that Jesus prayed for. So they were the people who ought to be holy. Look at verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word, that they all may be one. There'll be unity when we're actually sanctified. And no matter how many we are here, we may run to 10,000 or 20,000. But if we're sanctified, there'll be unity. There'll be no secret meeting by some group of people somewhere saying, let us write petition. We don't agree with the ministry on holiness. There will be no division. Some people going to take maybe some thoughts and say, well, today we want to determine what doctrine we are going to preach in this ministry. But we will all be one when we're sanctified. As our Father art in me and I in thee. Verse 21. That they also may be one in all. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. If there is anything kicking in your heart against sound doctrine, you see, that is it. When you get sanctified, all the kicking will go away. Do you know that without that holiness we're talking about, you will never be able to make it to heaven? All rebellion has been taken away from heaven. If you are rebelling against the word of God, you will not be able to enter heaven. If you are rebelling against the high standard of the preaching of the gospel, you will not be able to get into heaven. But when you are sanctified, when all the Adamic nature is taken away from your heart, when your heart is circumcised, and that old man is totally removed and destroyed from your nature, your desire, your love will be to follow God all the way through. And you will enjoy the word of God. On Monday when you are coming, you will come with thirst, with eagerness, with real desire. It will be easy for you to pray, because all the distractions of the world are taken away from your heart. You love God, you love righteousness, you love holiness. That is why we can be as many as this today, even though there is a heavy rain. Because the hearts of the people are yearning to worship God. And it doesn't matter what the condition may be in town. When you love the Lord, you want to be with His own people. Well, the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. What have you done about the holiness message? Have you accepted the holiness message? Have you received the holiness message? Have you prayed through to the point that you really got the sanctification experience? Until all your heart is full of love. Until all your nature is holiness to the Lord. So that if there is an X-ray from the kingdom of God, from heaven, what is seen in your heart will be holiness, holiness, holiness.
Your thoughts,
your imagination, your desire, your intention in life, your ambition in life, the language of your mouth, the dress you put on your body, the outlook you have in life, your marriage pattern, your eating pattern, and everything that you do in life, in your place of work, your relationship with God, your relationship with sisters, your relationship with brothers, your relationship in the fellowship, your interaction between brother and brother, sister and sister, in the house where you are living, are you cool and gentle? If they slap you on the one cheek, can you turn the other? With no bitterness in your heart at all. Between you and your husband. Between you and your wife. Between you and your children. How is it in your place of work? Are you hot and hard to deal with? Or are you gentle to deal with? Do you have a pleasing characteristic? Or are you so difficult that everybody around you will be fearing you? Don't you still bribe when you're looking for work? Privately, when there is no believer around, when nobody will catch you for what you are doing, doesn't your flesh push you to do something that is not according to the will of God? Or can you say, I praise the Lord, everything has totally changed? My character, my language, my conversation, my relationship. My body is not controlling me. I'm able to put my body under subjection. Can you say that? In the night and in the day. Well, until that is done. How can you say you are expecting Jesus in the rapture? Because we're told, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. But you see, if you are not in a place where you can be hearing this word of holiness, how will your desire get deeper when you are not hearing it every time? time. If you are in a place where they are opposing the holiness message in the preaching, how then can you be able to make heaven? But the Lord has reminded us today, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. All your preaching without holiness, everything is in vain. Even healing the sick without you being holy is in vain. Jesus said, many will come unto me in the last day, and they will say, we are prophesied in your name. He will say, I never knew you, yes, you workers of iniquity.
Yes, we pay and you to one your journal. Oh, we pay at his hotel and your correction. You down alone, pay him. Come on, recruit. What do you mean? One is
all the special singing in the choir without him having holiness in your heart and in your life is all in vain.
Go back and show in where we are calling life. See what me man no can reason.
You know, at last, everything you just send it in hellfire.
Oh, my fellow people, go on. I can't deny why
you give your tithes, you give your offering, you give your money for the development of the work of God without holiness in the heart. You know, all is in vain.
Why send that man? Why? Wa fi owo re sile fun ise Oluwa, wa fi gbogbo akoko re sile fun idagbasoke ise Olorun, gbogbo re lai si iwa mi ma san ni.
You come in the rain, you come in the heat, if you are not holy, what is the use?
Wa wa ninu ojo, wa wa ninu orun, gbogbo re lai si iwa mi ma kilo ja mo.
We spend all our money to buy big Bibles. If the Bible does not get into our heart and we live holy lives, we'll get to hellfire.
An lo owo wa lati ra Bibeli nla, bi oro to wa ninu Bibeli ti ko ba sise nu okan wa nko.
You have made a restitution. Now you are living with only your wife or with only your husband, and yet the holiness is not grounded in your heart. It will still be in vain.
O ti se atunse o si wa npe pelu iyawo re yo kan soso nisisin sibe igba mimo yi ko fidi mule ninu okan re pelu gbogbo re nko asan ni.
Because of your uncompromising stand for the word of God, maybe you are even stuck in your place of work, and yet you know secretly that holiness is still not there.
Nitori aigbo jege re nibi ise re won da oduro o wa mo o sibe o su tun mo pe iwa mimo yi ko jile ninu okan re.
Well, what are you supposed to do then?
Kino ni lati se nigba na?
God expects us to pray with real concern, with real consecration, until that work is done and you know it in the heart.
Olorun fe ki a gbadura pelu edo okan gidigidi ati pelu iyara eni soto nigba ti a ba gbadura yi nigba na ni Olorun yo sise.
You know, when you are in Christian activity, you don't have time to pray.
Nigba ti o ba nsise oni ti o ba nsise onigbagbo o mo pe o ni rai lati gbadura.
Many full time workers are not sanctified within the ministry I'm talking. I'm not talking about people outside. They have no time to pray and dig deep to get the experience.
There
are ushers in this ministry. All that I'm saying now, they don't hear. They are maybe at the car park, and even after the meeting this morning, they are not going to listen to the cassette. They are coming and coming. They just come for activity. They've lost even the salvation, even the sanctification. If Jesus comes, they'll still be ushering.
I want miran ni sisi an to anji ade ne won wa ni bi to an tin so awon moto ati awon kan awon ti awon alukuku ti akojo to si je pe won ma gbo iwasu ni sisi bo ti le je pe won ni isodi mimo pelu ati le ni isodi mimo pa pa won ti tun so igbalanu nitori na nigba ton ba kuro tan won tun ni lo teti si cassette lati le gbo iwasu ti a se loni bi Jesu ba de won a tun wa ni bi to tin sise ade na.
Many of those workers who are teaching the children, no time to pray. And all during the service, they are saying, children, this is the way to do this, the way to do that. And after the service, they won't give time to listen to the word of God. All the experiences are gone.
I want to want she ni biti. I want makekeke. What you want boju to want? Don't stop here. You want buy niketi shee. Buy niketi shee. Want ko siria ye. Lati badura. Lati teti si oro. Lorun leni tuan bakuro ni hi.
In the choir, the same thing.
Ninu egbe akorin kankan na ni.
Activities can take prayer away from you.
Oju se le gba ise lowo, o le gba adura lowo re.
And without prayer, you will never be sanctified.
Lai ko gba adura o ko ni le ni isodi.
Without real strong desire, real consecration, you will never get the sanctification.
Lai se aniyan fun isodi mimo ati ki o si yara re soto ni toto o ni le ni isodi mimo.
We may say we are preaching it, but we possess it.
Ale wi pe an wa su re nje ani bi.
Our missionaries who have come from various countries and you have come back home ready to go back, do you retain the experience of living above sin internally, outwardly, every day of your life, in the night and in the day?
I want to mu ise ranse lo si orilede miran ti won wa sile fun igba die nisin ti won yo si pada laipe nje en gbe igbaye wa mimo lo nje en gbe igbaye to bori ese.
Is it easy for these missionaries to become humble and submissive to the leadership?
Nje o sese fun awon osise won yin lati ni irele ati lati ni iteriba?
Or do they become pompous? I'm a missionary everywhere that does not take you to heaven.
Tabi nje won wa di eni to wa nwu ti o nfe nisisi yi pe mo je osise mo je awon to mu ise ranse lo si orilede miran duro osise.
The message God has given me from 1973 when we started to this year is without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Iwasu ti Olorun ti fun mi lati odun kewa seyin titi di akoko ti a wa yi lai si wa mi mo ko si eni ti o ri Olorun.
I was willing to preach it.
Mo setan lati wasu
re. Willing to die for it.
Mo setan lati ku fun.
And I'm still willing to stress it and to say without holiness no worker, no man, no preacher here or else we shall see the Lord.
Mo si tu so ma si tu so ma tu tenu mo wipe lai si wa mi mo ko si osise kankan ko si enikan ninu aye yi ti o ri Olorun.
And as you new people, as you come in and you get saved, remember the next thing is sanctification.
Bi eyin ojutu ti bi e si se nwa ti a si ndi eni igbala ran ti ohun to tun tele ohun na ni isodi mimo.
As you people begin to get married, don't spoil this ministry. Without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Bi eyin eniyan won bi e se ngbeyawo nisisiyi e ma se gbagbe lai si wa mimo ko si eni ti o ri Olorun.
As we get more land, as we build Bible school, as we go to evangelism, we do missionary work, go to America, go to Britain, go to Japan, remember without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Bi a se nra ile si ti an ko ile ike ati an ko ile eko bibeli ti an sise Olorun ti an kakiri lo so awon orilede mi an ti an lo si America eran ti pe lai si wa mimo ko si eni ti o ri Olorun.
When we started we didn't play organ, we just use our hand to clap and to sing choruses.
Nigba ti a sese bere akilu duro owo wa ni an ata wa ni an pa ti a si n korin ege.
If the organ play will take holiness from us, let us throw it into the bush.
Bi duro bi o ba gba iwa mimo kuro lowo wa je ka gbeju si.
When we started there was no trumpet, there was no violin.
Nigba ti a sese bere ko si fere kankan ko si si ko
je kankan. Holiness without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Iwa mimo nikan soso ni lai si iwa mimo ko si eni ti o ri Oluwa.
We didn't have money, we didn't have organ, we didn't have music, we have the love of God in our heart.
A o ni owo, a o ni duro, a o ni ohun elo orin sugbon a ni ife Olorun ninu okan wa.
When we started there was no car owner.
Nigba ti a sese bere ko si awon to ni moto.
Nobody even started with motorcycle or bicycle.
Ko ti le si eni to bere pelu keke ologe.
But there was a fire of God burning our heart.
Ina Olorun jo ninu okan wa.
We could pray, we could fast.
A le gbadura, a le gbawe.
We could evangelize.
A le wasu irere.
We could talk to the devil.
A le ba isu soro.
Because we know that we have no sin in our heart.
Nitori amo wipe a ko ni ese ninu okan wa.
When we started I don't think even there was too many married people.
Nigba ti a ti le sese bere papa n ko ti le ro pe awon to gbeyawo po laarin wa.
We didn't fear the devil.
Ma o beru esu.
When there is holiness you don't have any fear.
Nigba ti iwa mimo ba nbe o ko ni ni eru kankan.
We couldn't be a grudge when we started.
A o le ni ikusinu nigba ti a
sese. We couldn't gossip when we started.
A o le ma so eni leyin nigba ti a sese.
We couldn't fight when we started.
A o le ma so fufu nigba ti a sese.
We couldn't bribe when we started.
A o le funi labetele nigba ti a sese.
Because we thought that Jesus will come at that time 1973.
Nitori pe a ro pe nigba na ni odun 1973 ni Jesu yo de.
That's why they accuse us that we don't shake hands.
Idi re ni to fi fesun kan wa pe
ati ba mi lowo. We didn't want to touch girls or ladies.
A o si le fe fo ba awon obirin rara.
In our dream we didn't want to even commit sin in a dream.
Ninu ala wa o ti le fe dese papa.
It was reading Bible in the day and reading Bible in the night and saying Lord Jesus come.
Losa ati loru kika bibeli lasan lo gba okan wa kan ti a si pe Jesu ma bo.
If you people change the ministry you are in for trouble.
Bi eye eniyan won ba yi ise iranse
le pa de. Without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Ai si wa mi ma ko si eni ti o ri Oluwa.
Let us pray unto the Lord.
E je ki a gbadura si Oluwa.
Without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Ai si wa mi ma ko si eni ti o ri Oluwa.
Without holiness no man shall see the Lord.
Ai si wa mi ma ko si eni ti o ri Oluwa.
name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word.
Baba dupe Lorin fun oro yin.
This is a timely message.
Iwasu to to fun akoko yi kan ni.
Many are forgetting these messages of holiness.
Opolopo lo tin gbagbe iwasu isode mimo.
Many things are taking our attention.
Opolopo nkan ni o gba okan wa kan.
And people don't have time for holiness anymore.
Awon eniyan ko wa raye fun iwa mimo mo.
And yet the days are drawing nearer.
Sibe awon ojo na sumale.
Father, we have all come to pour forth our hearts before you this day.
Baba gugu wa lo ti wa lati tu okan wa siwaju yin loni.
Father,
Baba,
as many as have earnestly asked you for sanctification, sanctify them wholly in Jesus' name. Whatever things that have gone wrong in our lives, where there has been bitterness, where there has been envy, where there has been jealousy, evil thoughts, evil speaking, evil imaginations, like biting, gossiping, unforgiving spirit, grudge, pride, hatred, self, all these things that are coming to our lives. Father,
Baba,
cleanse away everything with the blood of Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
we just ask you that more than ever before, we task for holiness. We possess holiness. We be filled with holiness. In Jesus' name. They have known us as only holy people. Make us truly holy in Jesus' name. Within, make us holy. Without, make us holy. Everywhere and anywhere. Let us be thoroughly holy in Jesus' name. In the open and in the secret. Let us live holy lives in Jesus' name. I'm asking for everybody who have actually consecrated and honestly asked this morning that the grace and the power to live definitely sanctified life will come into us in Jesus' name. As those who are coming who don't even know what it means to be saved, Father,
Baba,
give them a heart of repentance to turn away from all their sins, and they will actually get saved in Jesus' name. All those who have lost the experiences of sanctification, and they still think that these experiences are there, now they cannot submit simply. They are not
ready.
They are stubborn. They are insubordinate. And many things have crept into their lives. The peace of God and the abiding presence of God is no more. Father, this day, as they cry unto you, restore back their experiences in Jesus' name. Father, we are committing ourselves to you as a ministry. Let us not lose this holiness message in Jesus' name. As we are growing, as more people are coming in, as we are buying new cars, as we are building more houses, as we are getting more wife, that these more people are getting married, and people also are giving back to children. Father, let us not lose this holiness message in Jesus' name. As we are reaching out to the campuses, we are reaching out to the barracks, as we are reaching out to the secondary school, as we are reaching out to the children, as we are reaching out to Americans, to Europeans, to people all over the world. Keep us holy in Jesus' name. Father, Baba, let our prayers to remain holy not end here alone. All the days of our life, let this be an act cry. Let this be an honest desire. A thorough and complete fasting after holiness. That we will all be filled with righteousness and holiness. As we go back home now, let us go back home with your holiness. In all we do at our home, let it be done in holiness. In our places of work, let it be a work of holiness. In our businesses and contracts, let everything be done in holiness. Husband and wife, let them live in holiness. College graduate, campus graduate, let everybody live in holiness. Married sisters, married sisters, choir members, preachers and teachers, let holiness reign in Jesus' name. Purify our hearts holy. And keep us holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.